Invisible Seal. Background information. The second millennium BC, 2000 BC, is a transition period between the Middle and Late Bronze Age. From the early to the late period, the Bronze Age is one of the most significant ages in the world's history. First examples of writing occurred in the Bronze Age. According to the scientific evidence, cultures in the Mesopotamia and Egypt developed the earliest writing systems. The social structure in the Late Bronze Age was very difficult for many people because there was a strict separation of classes between illiterate peasants and craftsmen and the powerful military elites. As for the city structures, urbanization level was very low and small cities centered mostly near temples and royal places. Middle Kingdom of Egypt and Babylonia were the most powerful kingdoms of that age. They dominated the rest of the world. However, then migrations from India to the Iranian plateau changed the population rate and the balance of power in the world. People from the east also brought chariots and wagons with them. With these vehicles, people made great progress in warfare. Towards the end of the period, Aegean, Greek, and Hittite Empire rose, and they became the dominant powers, replacing the older ones. Invisible Seal, Chapter 1. 2000 BC, Pelonia. Take your sister and run. I can't do this, father. I can't leave you and mother behind. You have to. The seal is in danger. Protect it from them. Run! I will leave signs for you. Follow them to find us. The 17-year-old prince starts running into the darkness. His sister is crying in his arms. She is scared. His mother has fallen down and she has broken her ankle. She can't run anymore. His father is carrying her on his back now, but they are too slow. The Veronians are close behind them. He can hear them shouting. There is fire everywhere. All of the houses in the town are burning. The Veronians burn each house they search. They want to find the seal. He is Prince Pelon. He will be the king of Pelonia very soon. He will be king if he can survive. He will be king if he can stop the Veronians and save the seal. He can't stop now. His enemies are close. They are so angry. One of them shouts, I am soon going to be king of Pelonia, and then I will kill you. He can hear his voice echoing back. He looks back one more time and runs. After some time, he takes two round stones and a very little tree branch from the ground. He puts the stones symmetrically on both sides of the branch. This is his secret language with his father. His father will find him if he survives. Chapter 2. 2000 AD, Old Land. I found something. Come over here. All the archaeology students and the workers stop their work and run to the assistant teacher. The young assistant is showing a point with excitement. They can see a piece of marble on the ground. There is a sign on it. It's a tree branch with two stones put symmetrically next to its sides. Okay, guys, I think my assistant has just found the entrance to King Pelon's grave. This is his symbol. There is great joy among the students. They are celebrating the news with excitement. Their head, Professor Rumsfeld, lights himself his pipe and smokes it with satisfaction. He has waited for this moment for 23 years. Now he is close to uncovering one of the biggest mysteries of ancient times, the hidden city of Polonia. Do not hurry. I don't want to risk anything. Everybody gets their instructions from the professor. They take the necessary tools and start working. The earth is hard and remains are very fragile. They have to be very careful and slow. They have found the entrance to the grave and the ancient town of Polonia, but they don't know when they will uncover them. It will take at least 10 more years. The professor doesn't care about time anymore. All he cares about is to find the famous seal of Polonia. The legend goes like this. The Polonians and the Veronians were two old civilizations. They were enemies and always fought with each other. The Polonians had an invisible seal. They believed it had secret powers. Only the king of Polonia knew how to use the seal. It was a weapon for destruction. It was made thousands of years ago by a wise man. There were symbols carved on the seal which got activated with secret words. The secret words passed from king to crown prince in the Polonian family. The king had to protect the seal with his life. It only worked once every 1,000 years. The king only used it to protect the seal itself. When a king used the seal, a big thunderstorm started suddenly. Then it rained for days and huge floods destroyed the land and the cities. At the same time, volcanoes erupted and buried everything. The seal caused Armageddon. Only the king and the people who he chose survived this Armageddon. Archaeologists think this happened 2 times in human history. The Veronians could never forget the invisible seal. The legend also tells about the death of King Pelon. King Pelon had more than 30 children when he died. He always wanted a son, but all of his children were girls. He did not have a crown prince to leave the seal. He was cursed by a Veronian witch. So he designed himself a tomb as big as a stadium. Hundreds of sculptors worked there for years. They made marble statues of different styles all around the tomb. The workers built a stone labyrinth inside the tomb too. There were also gardens with fruit trees and greenhouses to grow vegetables. Everything was well planned. When they finished it, King Pelon and his trusted servant started living there. Polonian soldiers protected the tomb from outside. When the king locked himself in his tomb, he was quite old. For the first time, he spent there a day alone and hid the invisible ring before he let his servant enter. There was only one way to hide it. He had to write a secret code of symbols on the marbles. The places of the secret symbols were angles of a triangle. After he wrote the secret symbols on the marbles, he put the seal in the middle of the triangle. Nobody knew how big the triangle was. It could be small or big. When he hid the seal, he waited for his servant to enter the tomb. He and his servant lived there for 3 years. After King Pelon died, his servant put his dead body on a marble sarcophagus. Then he killed himself with poison. Nobody could go in and out of the tomb because there was a great fear against the tomb. They were believing that there were traps and curses in the tomb. Also, the king told his family about the curse before he went into the tomb. The curse will kill you if you get close to the invisible seal, he said. The king's family protected it from enemies until an earthquake destroyed the whole Polonia. This is the end of the legend. Chapter 3. 2000 BC, Polonia. He hasn't eaten for 2 days. His sister is in a worse situation. Her skin gets pale day by day. She can't even cry anymore. He has left lots of secret messages on the way, but there is not a sign of his parents. Prince Pelon walked over fields and hid in the woods. He slept in a little cave the night before. The king, his father, has told him to do so before. This way goes to a safe town. There is his father's cousin. He will help Pelon. Pelon can feel the invisible ring on his finger. He has heard about its powers from his father, but he has had doubts about its truth. Now he knows that the ring exists. The secret seal is embedded on the ring. When he looks at his finger, he only sees his flesh, but he can feel the ring on his finger. It is really there. Now this ring comes first in his life. He has to protect it. He looks at his little sister. There is something wrong with her. Prina, Prina, open your eyes, sister. Open your eyes, please. He knows she is dead. She couldn't make it. Her little body wasn't strong enough to survive. He kisses her forehead. Then he puts her on some rocks near the waterbed. He finds some big leaves and puts them onto her body. You will live in my heart, sister. I will give your name to my first daughter, I promise. Pelon starts walking again. He is close to the town. His father told him to go west for 2 days and cross 3 forests. The third day, when the sun goes down, he will see the town at the skirts of a high mountain. His father said so. The sun is not high anymore. His knees are aching, but he cannot slow down now. The sky looks redder and redder. He can hear cows and roosters. The town is close. Then Pelon sees it, the traditional bath at the entrance of the town. There are baths at the entrance of main towns in these lands. You must be clean before you enter the town. There are also baths when you leave the towns because you must be clean when you go away. He washes himself with the naturally warm water and continues on his way. His father's cousin, Tomalin, lives in the 15th house on the left. He finds the house. It is small but in good shape. Tomalin! Tomalin! Who is this calling me from my dinner table? It's me, Prince Pelon. An elderly man with white hair and a beard comes out of the house. He closes his eyes with his hands and knees in front of Pelon. Please, stand up. We can't build my kingdom together if you stay down and don't look into my eyes, said the prince. 2005 AD, Old Town. The professor is sitting under a big old tent near the excavation site. He is searching through his papers. I know it is somewhere here. I can't find it. What are you looking for, professor? Look at this sign. We have found it yesterday near the entrance at the bath of the city. I have seen this before in my notes. I can't translate it without help. Sybil Fraudster is his youngest archaeology student of the group. She is in the third grade, but she is very intelligent. She has got an excellent photographic memory. She takes the piece of paper with the sign on it and smiles excitedly at the professor. I can help. Where have you found it, sir? The professor gets excited too. He stands up and grabs her arm. He walks quickly out of the tent and towards the entrance of the ancient city. He stops next to a column. Then he points at the bottom of the marble stone. There is a little sign. It is a seashell with three dots in the middle. Look, Professor. The seashell means holy area, and the three dots show its distance to this column. You are right, Sybil. I am getting old. Why did I forget this? Don't worry, sir. It's okay. There are over 40 symbols very close to this one. Books help everybody. But you don't need this help. I envy you, Sybil. The professor calls a group of workers and gives them new instructions. The university has uncovered about 30% of Polonia in 5 years. Yesterday morning, they found this sign accidentally. The professor believes they are close to the seal. They are close to the holy area. The seal must be inside the holy area. His expectations are getting high again. Now they have to find the secret angles of the triangles. If he finds the seal before he retires, he will be very famous and rich. The museums pay very high prizes for important finds. After he has got the seal, he won't care about the rest. He will go away and enjoy the rest of his life. The next morning, he wakes up earlier. He feels something important will happen. He gets out of his tent and walks to the entrance of Polonia. He wants to study the column with the shell sign alone. When he reaches the column, he stops. Then everybody comes out of their tents next to him after they hear his horrific scream. They find the professor standing, shocked, in front of a corpse. It is the corpse of one of the archaeology students, David Jacobson. He is sitting with his back at the column. His eyes and hands are burnt. The two black holes are filled with earth. His mouth is wide open and there is earth in it too. His right arm is showing to the west and his second finger is pointing to a little piece of marble in the ground. His fingers are as black as his eyes. Oh my God! Now we have a curse! Everybody turns and looks at Heather, a senior student. Hey, remember the lesson about ancient curses? A witch curses the ring. The curse burns the eyes and hands of a person when he or she comes close to the ring or enters its hidden place. The professor pushes Heather aside. He looks pale but better. He points to David. This is not a curse. This is murder. Somebody killed this poor kid. Let's hope it isn't one of us. The students and the workers around the professor looked shocked. There is fear on everybody's face. Why did this happen? Chapter 4, 1980 BC. Polonia, the New Kingdom. King Pelon's kingdom is the biggest and richest in all Polonia. It is also very modern in its time. People from all Polonia are coming to visit it. Everybody admires King Pelon very much. They are also afraid of his rage. Polonians know that he has got the invisible seal. They don't want him to use it in his lifetime. There is perfect order in the kingdom and in the towns of the Polonian kingdom. King Pelon's army is also very big and strong. All the soldiers are young and experienced. They train 10 hours a day. The biggest enemy of the kingdom is the Veronian king. He wants to get the seal and kill every Polonian in this world. He always sends spies to Polonia, but they never succeed. King Pelon's oracles can see them before they get inside the kingdom, and then the soldiers catch these spies. One day, the king rides on his horse in the countryside. His servant and 5 soldiers are together with him. He sees a very beautiful girl swimming in a lake. The water in the lake is very clear, and he can see her beautiful body while she is swimming. Her face is the most beautiful in all Polonia. Her hair is black and very long. He falls in love with her at that moment. He sends his soldiers to the lake, and they bring this beautiful girl to him. She says she is Polonian. Her voice also impressed him. It's like a bird singing. He wants to marry her right then. When he touches her arm, something terrible happens. The invisible ring on his finger turns to red and becomes very hot. King Pelon screams with pain. At the same time, the beautiful girl changes and becomes into an old, ugly witch. She is one of the Veronian witches. She sees the ring turning red on the king's finger and tries to take it off. She can't because one of the king's soldiers cut off her head with his sword. The Veronian witch doesn't die immediately. When her head falls on the ground and it starts speaking with a horrible voice, "I curse you, King Polonia. You will not hide the ring safely. When somebody is close to its secret place, his eyes and hands will burn. You will not touch a woman again while the ring is on your finger. She will turn to ash. You will not have a son to leave the ring after you die. My curse will be upon you." The witch's eyes close after these words. The king looks at her dead head in terror. He believes in curses very much. The witch says a very bad curse. He cannot touch a woman again without killing her anymore. He has already got a lot of children, but they are only girls. He needs a son. He cannot put off the ring and hide it because it will be easily found. He looks around. There are 5 soldiers and his servant with him. They have heard the curse. The soldiers are reliable, but they may tell about the curse when they are drunk. He has to kill them. His servant has no family and never leaves him. He will not be a problem if he cuts off his tongue. He regrets his plan, but he has to do it to save Polonia and the ring. He calls his soldiers and his servant. They come and kneel down in front of him. They close their eyes with their hands because they cannot look into the king's eyes. "You all served me well. The gods know this. You will have a peaceful life with them." All the soldiers understand the king. It is their last moment in life. They do not move but wait. The king takes his sword and cuts off their heads one by one. All the 5 soldiers fall dead on the ground. Then he turns to his servant. "Take out your tongue." When the servant takes out his tongue, the king cuts it off with his knife. He feels upset, but he didn't say anything. That night, King Pelon lies sleepless in his bed. He sleeps alone because he cannot touch a woman anymore. He cannot touch a woman because he cannot take off his invisible ring. He cannot take it off and hide it because it will be easily found after the curse. He is 37 and he must live without touching a woman. He will take the ring to his grave with him. He has to plan a very big tomb and start building it. He has to protect the ring after he's dead too. The same night, King Pelon's servant does not sleep either. He is working on a piece of marble. He carves these lines on the marble before he buries it in the ground. "I curse you, King. You will not hide the ring safely. When somebody is close to its secret place, their eyes and hands will burn. You will not touch a woman again while the ring is on your finger. She will turn to ash. You will not have a son to leave the ring after you die. My curse will be upon you." 2007 AD, Old Land. The professor lied to his students and the workers 2 years ago. He knew there was no killer in their group. He knew the curse very well because he taught about curses in his lesson at the university. He lied because he did not want his students to be afraid and stop working. He wanted to find the invisible seal so much. However, his plans failed after two workers and another student died, just like David Jacobson. Everything stopped when the police closed the site. Every student, worker, and the professor were murder suspects. The police investigated every detail, but they could not find anything. The deaths stopped when the excavation stopped. Forensics could not explain the burns in the eyes and on the hands. They said the victims burnt from inside out. After that, the suspects were free to go. The professor was free, but he was not allowed to go on with the excavation. There was also another problem. No student or worker wanted to work there anymore. They were all afraid of the curse. The professor was very desperate for the last 2 years. Then he had an idea. He thought he could reverse the curse. He had to find a witch. This was difficult because there were few people interested in witchcraft in the modern world. He searched for witches in the tropical jungles and tribes of Africa too. When he lost hope, he heard about a witch near Tibet. She was living alone outside the holy places of Tibet. People were afraid of her, but he had to try. She was his last chance. The professor went to Kathmandu first. There he found a translator and a guide, and they started their trip to the little hut of the witch. 2008 AD, Mountains of Kathmandu. After a difficult climb, the group finally arrived at the witch's hut. The sun was already down. It was getting darker every minute. The professor can hear a humming sound from inside the old hut. He can see a candle burning calmly near the window before they knock at the door. The translator introduces themselves. The woman stops humming and starts to shout with a very creepy voice. She wants us to go back, Professor. Yes, but we haven't spoken to her yet. The woman starts shouting again. The guide looks at the translator. He seems scared. The translator does not look good either. Well, sir, she says, she can't reverse the curse. She wants you to stop looking for the seal. She knows? How can she know? Holy crap! I can't stop now. Tell her. The translator starts speaking very fast and loud again. There is silence, a quite long silence, and then the door opens suddenly. The old woman is standing at the door. She is looking at the professor with an angry face. Her eyes are very strange. They are light grey and very big. Her hair is dark and very untidy. She looks very old, at least 90. She has got a big hunchback. Her old hands and long fingernails look frightening too. Well, I think Walt Disney has seen you before I did. Sorry, Professor, I couldn't understand. Oh, I mean, this is a real witch. The old woman slaps him in the face and says something. She understood your thoughts, sir. She will help you if you bring her the seal. Oh no, old lady. The seal goes to the museum. The woman starts speaking fast again. The translator looks astonished. The invisible seal has got more power than you know, sir. The museum is a wrong place for this invaluable ring. She promises you wealth and eternal life and youth, sir. Wow! Can she reverse the curse or not? Chapter 5. The witch raises her hands and starts speaking strangely into the sky. Then she takes a deep breath and lets it out onto the translator and the guide's faces. The two men fall on the ground and disappear. I think you can. The woman lets the professor inside her hut. He is scared, but he goes in. There is nothing inside, only a fireplace with a little fire and a big pan with boiling water in it. They sit down near the fire and the woman raises her hands up again. She starts singing with her creepy voice and takes a deep breath again. The professor is watching her excitedly. She looks deep into his eyes and lets the air go out of her mouth. Her breath touches his face like a warm summer wind. Then the strangest thing happens. The old woman starts to get invisible in front of him. While she is getting transparent, she stands up and walks to the professor. The professor cannot move and feels the transparent body of the witch coming into his body. He closes his eyes. When he opens them again, he feels different. There is pain in his heart. He feels his heart is heavier. He stands up and puts his hands in the boiling water. He starts screaming with pain. Then he puts his head in the boiling water. The pain is much more now. He falls down on the floor. When he opens his eyes, he is not in the hut anymore. He is at the excavation site. He is standing next to a marble column. David Jacobson died there 2 years ago. He looks at his hands. They are red. He touches his face with his fingers. There is no pain, and it feels different too. He starts to understand. The witch has protected his hands and eyes with the boiling water. She is inside him and will help him to find the seal. He knows now. He will not give the seal to the museum anymore. The witch will uncover all of its powers. This will be the beginning of a very new life for him. 1930 BC, Pelonia. King Pelon is 87 years old now. His tomb is finished. It is very close to his kingdom. He can go and visit the big tomb through a secret underground tunnel from his room. Pelon has tried to reverse the curse of the witch for 50 years. He has searched for other witches and magicians. The curse was very strong, and nobody could change it. One of the magicians told Pelon about the Veronian witch. She was a very powerful witch. Only another witch with her blood could reverse the curse. The Veronian witch had two daughters. They were also witches. After their mother died in Pelonia, they disappeared. They might reverse the curse. Pelon looked for them for a long time, but he could not find them. At the end, he gave up searching. He waited for his tomb. It finished when he was 85. Today, King Pelon is with his most favorite wife. Her name is Senta, and she is 20 years younger than him. She is the only person he told about the curse. He has not touched her since he was cursed. They have lived together, but they have slept in different rooms. He has got 5 daughters from her, and they have already married. His other wives and daughters have also left the town. He sent them to another Polonian town because he did not trust them enough. There are soldiers watching them 24 hours. He made the secret tunnel for Senta. He wants Senta to visit him when he starts living in his tomb. Senta doesn't want Pelon to leave and start living in the huge tomb, but Pelon has made his plans since he was cursed. He believes this is the only safe way for their world. They can hear people of Pelonia singing goodbye songs to him outside. He will go to the tomb with celebrations. He will say farewell to everybody. Then his wife and his 5 daughters and their husbands will protect the tomb from outside. Chapter 6, 1980 BC, Pelonia, the New Kingdom. King Pelon enters the tomb. His servant is standing outside with his soldiers. He will come in the next day. Pelon looks at the great work of his men. The large area of the tomb looks like a piece of paradise. He walks for hours inside. Then he finds the best place for the seal. There is a fine marble column at the northeastern side of the tomb. Behind the column is a high pine tree. The pine protects the ground from direct sunlight. He first carves a shell and puts three dots in it on the marble column. Then he takes his right shoe. He uses it as a measure. He makes three footprints with his shoe on the ground. He takes out a piece of marble as big as a dice from his little leather pouch. He carves a circle on the marble and puts it on the ground. He takes out a second piece of marble from his bag and carves a rectangle on it. He also carves two circles inside the rectangle and puts the marble opposite the first one. Then he takes the last piece of marble from his bag and carves a triangle on it. He carves a circle in the triangle and a rectangle in the circle too. Then he puts the marble on the ground. The three marbles are the corners of a triangle. The earth shakes and he sees the triangle on the ground. The lines of the triangle are marked with fire. Then a hole appears in the middle of the triangle. At the same time, the invisible ring with the seal on his finger begins to glow. A bright yellow light comes out of it. Pelon takes it off and puts it in the hole. Suddenly, the triangle and the hole with the ring disappear with a loud bang. He has hidden the ring. The ground looks normal. The king is happy. He has buried the seal. Now he can wait for his death in peace. He looks at the place for the last time and walks away. At the same time, a black crow flies away from a pine tree. Chapter 7, 2009 AD, Olderland. The professor is standing near the marble column. He takes out his right shoe and makes three footprints on the ground. Then he starts digging the earth with his fingers. After some minutes, he finds the marble with the circle. Then he digs opposite, and there is a second piece of marble with the rectangle. He smiles. He looks at the tree. "I know you are here. Come down." A black crow flies onto his shoulder from the tree. "Just as you told me. Will you dig out the third marble with your little old beak?" The crow jumps down from his shoulder. It goes to the place of the third marble. It puts its beak on the ground and pushes the earth away. After repeating this several times, they see the third marble with the triangle, with the circle and the rectangle. The professor stands up. He raises his hands in the air. There is fire burning around his hands and on his eyes, but it does not hurt him. The witch's boiling water saved him from the curse. Then the professor starts saying magical words with his hands up in the air. His voice has changed to the creepy old voice of the witch. "Secto Domini, Antro, Secto, Sardo, Polonio, Secto, Domini, Sardo, Pelon, Secto, Antro Dominato." The earth under his feet starts shaking. Fire starts coming from the ground, and he can see the triangle. Then a hole opens in the center, and he sees the ring appearing with yellow glowing lights. "I've got you. You are mine now." The red hands of the professor pick up the ring. He puts it on his finger and his hands and face turn back to normal. Then the ring begins to become transparent and finally is invisible. At that moment, the professor raises his hands up again and opens his mouth widely. Red smoke comes out of his mouth and fills the space around him. There he sees the old witch standing in front of him. She looks him strangely into the eyes. The black crow flies to her and perched on her shoulder. The witch opens her hand. "Give me the ring and I will keep my promise." "Who are you?" "I'm Senta, the most trusted wife of King Pellon. I am also the daughter of the Veronian witch. Pellon's soldiers killed my mother. She cursed him. I swore for revenge and hid myself in Senta's body. Now my revenge will finish when I get the ring. Give it to me." "No. First, keep your promise and make me young and immortal." Senta takes a deep breath and blows it out on the professor's face. The professor starts screaming with pain. He feels his hands and face burning. "Give me the ring or it will get worse." "Take it if you can." The professor knows particular things. Witches cannot take sacred objects by themselves. A person must give it to her. He also knows the ring will protect his life. So he has to be patient. He just hates the pain. "I will first give you youth, and then you will give me the ring." The witch raises her hands and says some words. The professor falls to the ground. His body starts shaking more and more. First, his grey hair becomes brown, and then his beard. His skin changes to a healthier colour, and the wrinkles disappear. One thing does not change: the pain. His face and his hands are still burning. "The ring. Give it to me. Now." "Okay. First stop it." "Oh my God. That pain is unbelievable." The witch clicks her fingers and the pain goes away. The professor stands up and looks at his hands first. Then he starts laughing with joy. He takes the ring from his finger. The ring becomes visible and red. He does not give it to the witch, but he throws it towards the marble column. The witch is shocked. "What are you doing?" "No!" When the ring hits the marble column, it becomes soft and transparent. The witch jumps towards the ring at the marble column, but she can't catch it. The crow catches the ring first. That moment, the young professor pushes the witch into the marble column. Before the witch can leave the column, it becomes hard and solid again. The witch disappears inside the marble. "Thanks, crow. I thought you worked with the witch." The crow perches on the ground. As it perches, dust comes up and covers the crow. Then the crow changes into a beautiful girl. "I'm the other daughter of the Veronian witch. I am not like my mother and sister. I will protect the ring and its powers forever." The beautiful witch disappears with the ring. The professor looks surprised. He has lost the invisible seal forever, but he's still lucky. He has got his youth back. He is not immortal, but he can live his best years again. The professor looks around. He has still got a job. He will start the excavation again. The city of Polonia and King Pellon's tomb is under earth. Maybe he will find other secrets about Polonia. He takes a deep breath and smiles.